Nobody beats cancer. Not the way we think, anyway. If you are lucky, you survive and feel grateful for it. But nobody wins against the disease and is able to gloat about what an easy opponent it was. Anyone who has been diagnosed with cancer knows how quickly it is possible to go from being healthy to being desperately ill, and just feels lucky to have survived. So this book is not about how I beat cancer, but how I am surviving it. It has taken me a long time to change my belief that if I didn't beat cancer and go on to live an extraordinary life, I would have failed. That there is no point in writing about having cancer unless you are safely on the other side of the disease and have achieved something substantial in life. But the fact is that not everyone survives cancer, and not everyone really lives after their diagnosis. So, unfortunately, this book is not about how I overcame cancer and became world taekwondo champion. This is a book about having cancer and discovering that the life you plan to lead is not always the one you were meant to lead. That life is sometimes tragic and unfair, and all you can do is live and try to find some meaning in the whole experience. I hope this will reflect the fact that not all of us can make miraculous recoveries and lead extraordinary lives. That sometimes success can be as simple as surviving and leading an ordinary life. 1. A different beginning. For Christmas in 2001, I received Lance Armstrong's autobiography, It's Not About the Bike. I was enthralled by Lance's amazing story about being diagnosed and treated for advanced testicular cancer, followed by his almost miraculous comeback to win the Tour de France, the most grueling cycling race on earth. I finished the book on Christmas night, and as I closed it, I wondered for a moment how I would respond if I ever had to confront the extraordinary challenges that Lance faced during his journeys through and beyond cancer. I could not begin to imagine such a thing even happening. Considering how I would respond to a cancer diagnosis was really only an idle thought, because things like cancer don't happen to people like me. My life was heading in the direction that I had decided. I was born in the small hospital in Kiama on the New South Wales south coast on the 27th of April 1981. And had spent most of my life on the South Coast. When I was born, my brother was 18 months old and was less than delighted by my existence. When my dad brought my brother Chris into the hospital to meet me, he was so unimpressed that he declared, "No, we don't want her, take her back." I can happily say that our relationship has improved since then. Chris and I, then our younger brother Adam, all grew up in the small regional coastal town of Gerringong. Our parents, Steve and Mari, both teachers, came originally from Newcastle and had moved to the South Coast to work in local schools. Dad taught commerce, economics, and history in the Catholic high school system, and Mum was a primary teacher. Once my brothers and I were born, Mum stopped teaching and stayed at home to look after us. Though I am the middle child of my schoolteacher parents, I am certain that I have never suffered from the so-called middle child syndrome, where apparently the middle child is insecure from having to struggle to gain attention and recognition from the firstborn and baby of the family. Not me. I was a precocious, outgoing, and overachieving child who shone in the small primary school that I attended in Gerringong. I was always winning awards and receiving high test scores, earning straight A's in most of my school reports. As a child, insecurity was never a problem,